You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, lady kids, kitty girls, and legendary legends. It's time for another episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. I'm Alec Mappa, and I'm here to introduce a woman whose media empire is growing while you're sleeping. It's Lottie Love, queen of all things.
Hello, Alec. I'm so excited.
You're everywhere. You're everywhere. You're hosting events. You're working on talk shows. I think one of the best parts of doing this podcast is getting to know you. And this morning, I fell into a Google hole because I Googled the Brewster Projects because I wanted to learn all about it. Mm-hmm. And I saw the projects that you grew up in, and I didn't know that they were torn down.
Yes, they're torn down now. They got renovated. And it's in another housing development. So they were old anyway. Alex, it was about 50 years old. It was time for them to come down.
But there'll be no place for you to ride your limo around when you do your victory lap around the Brewster Projects like Miss Ross.
You know what? What I did was I made sure to take pictures. I knew that they were coming down. So I went back to Detroit. I took a lot of pictures. I actually have a documentary called Being Lonnie Love that was shot. And I went back to the neighborhood. I spoke to a lot of people and reminisced. And you can find it. I'm sure it's on YouTube or something. But it's called Being Lonnie Love.
I'm totally going to watch it today.
And how's your week been, Alex?
My week has been really, really great. I'm just hoping that I get a television series real soon because my kid's going to college next year.
Your son is bigger than you. It's like bigger than you and your husband.
He was bigger than me when he was 10. It's like, if you want to be taller than a Filipino, it's not hard. So I had a really, really great week. I'm excited to talk about this week's episode.
This is episode 9 of All Stars, mm-hmm. A very exciting episode. So you know what? Why don't we give them that spoiler warning?
Oh, spoiler alert, everybody. Spoiler alert. If you don't like spoilers, put us on pause while you watch the show.
Because we are talking the tea about this episode.
We're going to cover all of it.
You know, you've been killing it every week. I've been listening, and you really are good at what you do. Me? You know, I'm like, and thank goodness for our producers. They really clean me up well. I sound like I actually can speak a little bit, but I know that they're going, whoa, Lottie.
What is she talking about? What are they talking about? They've lost it. But you know what? Your voice over the radio is like a hug.
Oh, God.
It's very warm and lovely.
Oh, well, thank you. They say that it's personality. So I want to get into it because it's a lot to cover in episode 9. So why don't we get right to it, okay?
This was a jam-packed episode, Lonnie Love, and we're going to be covering the branding and dancing maxi challenge. Mm-hmm. They had to come up with a brand and a dance challenge that they hoped would go viral. The runway theme was What Lies Beneath, which featured gowns that had a reveal after a reveal after a reveal.
Exciting.
Of course, there was a lip sync for the legacy, and finally that darn plunger for the blocking.
Okay, well, you know, what the top two last week were Raja and the Vivian. Raja mm-hmm. won, and she blocked Jada. Raja says that she blocked Jada because Jada is the only one that has three stars, which made sense. Jada comes into the workroom, because now we're getting into the workroom with the plunger, that golden plunger. And she starts messing around with Raja, you know, saying, I know the secret. And Raja is like, what's going on? I think that that plunger, because every time someone gets it, they know a secret. And so it's driving Raja crazy. I thought that was
interesting. She wants to know. I'm like that too.
Yeah.
I'm like that. You can't just like start telling me a story and then like stop in the middle of it. So there was a, I was going to the store and there was a body in the driveway. Oh, wait, never mind. Let's go to the next thing. It's like, no, I have to know what's going on. So I'm right up there with Raja.
Well, Raja is the only queen that hasn't been blocked yet. So that's the reason why she's never had the plunger, which is the reason why she was kind of questioning if it's a secret. Mm-hmm. So right now, our star count, legendary star count, we have Evie, Jinx, Raja, the Vivian all have two, Jada has three, and Shay and Monet have one.
That's unbelievable to me, because Shay and Monet were the very first winners on the very first episode. Mm-hmm. They came out guns a-blazing. So at this point, nine episodes in, to only have one star must be killing
it. It's really, especially Monet is really, really killing. And this is the thing, they don't know what the challenges will be. So hopefully in these final episodes, there'll be some challenges where they can catch up and get some more stars. So as we go into the workroom, RuPaul, he comes in with this fabulous outfit.
Okay, it was like a Liza Minnelli black glitter, like tunic. It was an open jacket, but it was like, well, it's RuPaul. Mm-hmm. So it went down to his knees, and then he had a kind of black skinny pants, a black skinny look underneath. Now, I can't wear anything drapey because it makes me look like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like, if you put something long on me and it touches the floor, I'm going to look like an Oompa Loompa or a fire hydrant.
Well, you know, as a plus size girl, I can't wear anything drapey because it'll look like a duvet cover. So I have to have a belt, okay? And I understand that. But RuPaul can wear it because he's so tall.
Yes.
And he just looks great. He didn't have any glasses on, which I was like, something's different.
I love that we're reviewing his workroom outfit every week, because he's toggled back and forth between like red carpet room and resort room, like Club Med room or Oscars room. And this was kind of in between. This was like MTV Awards room.
I loved it. Anyway, so Ru tells the queen that this week's Maxi Challenge is a masterclass in branding that mixes humor, personality, and dance. Ah, I was excited. They will need to create their own signature social media dance challenge that is also entertaining, and it's so entertaining that it'll go viral. That's really hard. Have you ever went viral for something?
No, just the flu. I think at one point I gave everybody in San Diego the flu. Because I went on stage with the flu.
Oh, yeah.
I was booked to play a club in San Diego, and as I was taking the train down there, I woke up in the middle of the ride, and I was shivering. Uh-huh. I had a fever, and I was like, oh, my God, I have the flu. So I got from the train to my hotel room. I called the club, and I said, I'm sick. I can't do the show. They said, you're sold out. And I was like, what?
You have to.
So I went on stage. I performed, and I'm pretty sure that I gave that entire room the flu. That's how I went viral. What about you? You must have gone viral.
I've gone viral a number of times, but I like when I don't know that I'm going to go viral. So, like, I went on holiday with my boyfriend, James, and I. We went to the Bahamas, and it was just a nice little event, a party that we went to, and we were just dancing. And I didn't know that someone was taping us. They taped us. They put us on one of the blog sites, and it went viral. Over 2 million people. And that was like early on when we first started dating. So everyone was like, oh, Lonnie, you know, and everything. And it was just so cute.
What was the dance? What were you doing?
It was just a dance. Like, we were just dancing in the Bahamas to like reggae music. You know what I mean?
So 2 million people were like gossipy. Like, they wanted to know.
Well, they were very complimentary because, you know, I get scared when it's on the blogs, you know, but it was really nice. And then I've gone viral a number of times, you know, being on talk shows, saying something or doing a crazy dance. But that's the thing now, is that dances, especially on TikTok, are the hottest thing. And so what people do is that they make a dance and then they hope that someone will replicate the dance.
And then there'll be a mediocre version of it done by 7 million other people. I'm kind of crabby about the dances. That one, the Lizzo one, it's about damn time. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not on TikTok, but the last time I was on TikTok, I swear to God, I saw at least 20 versions of that video.
Well, you know what?
And two of them were good.
It's either that or it's either a really popular song. So right now, Candy Burris, the housewife of Atlanta, she has a song.
Yes.
It was just something that, it's just a clip of a song. And it goes, legs and hips and body, body, body. And everybody does it. And they do something with the move with the legs and the hips. So, you know what? It's all in good fun. I'd rather for that to be
Candy.
Happening than... You know, any other kind of crazy stuff. And the kids just love it. So this was a great challenge to me.
I have one more viral video story that you made me think of because you mentioned Atlanta. I was in Atlanta and my Uber driver was saying, I'm famous. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, I was in a viral video. And I said, which one? He goes, do you remember that video where the guy's on a treadmill and he falls?
Yes. Yes. That was him?
That was my Uber driver in Atlanta.
Too. And that's why we like the viral videos, because everyday people can get a little bit of fame.
15 minutes
of fame. That's what we love. So now the All-Stars will choose a song from RuPaul's legendary library, but the dance challenge needs to be 100% them. So remember, it's about branding, it's adding humor, it's adding their personalities, and it's adding dance. So I think this was a great challenge.
Are you a good dancer? Can you dance?
Can I can keep a beat. You know, I can keep a beat a little bit, but...
I can move on 2 and 4. It's when people can't move on 2 and 4 that's like, oh, they've come down with a case of the Caucasians. They can't. I had a boyfriend who couldn't dance.
Really?
But he couldn't dance aggressively. Mm-hmm. He would aggressively badly dance.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
What?
Could he fuck?
Yes.
Oh, see, then that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
And usually when a guy can't dance, he can't fuck. So
exactly.
You know what? Come to think of it, Lonnie, I did all the work. So no, he couldn't fuck.
I'm learning so much about you, Alec. I love this. I love this episode. Okay?
But he danced so badly that when we would go out together, the dance floor would clear. Like, people would move away because they couldn't believe how bad he was. He was awfully cute, though.
I love it. I love it.
We're going to take a quick break so that I can take a cold shower. Woo-hoo-hoo!
I'm late. I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back to Squirrel Friends After Dark, where nothing is off limits.
Let's get into the workroom prep day, okay? So I love the prep day because, you know, everybody's so excited and it's some great energy. Raja is intimidated about dancing.
Yes.
Trinity asked the group what everyone's brand is. And that was funny because a lot of people, they thought they knew and some people didn't think. Because like Evie, she tried to make a joke. She says she doesn't have bones in her body. That's her brand. You know, do you have
a
brand?
You know your brand.
What's your brand?
Well, your brand is, I mean, you had a comedy special called America's Sister.
Mm-hmm.
So that's immediate, you know? My brand, well, it used to be gay, drunk, and stupid, but I stopped drinking a year ago, so now I'm just gay and stupid. So by stupid, I mean like funny stupid, not like not
like
intelligent
silly.
Stupid. Yeah, silly. Mm-hmm. So if I had to do like a branding dance, it would be gay and stupid. I would probably do the Roger Rabbit and then walk into a wall.
This gay ain't gonna hurt yourself. That's what your brand is.
Well, first of all, Roger Rabbit, it's just such a dumb dance.
That is the dumbest. It's a fun dance.
It's a fun dance. I would probably do a bunch of like old school dances. Like I would do the Roger Rabbit, the RoboCop. Mm-hmm. I would do like maybe a little bit of the prep. And then either fall down a set of stairs or walk into a wall for the stupid part.
I love it. Well, while Evie's trying to figure out her brand, the Vivian says that he's a rich housewife from Liverpool who went to Hollywood and snorted all her savings and ended up back in Liverpool.
That's very specific. That's a very specific journey.
Monet says theirs is funny and urban.
Urban.
Because there was a question. Mm-hmm. Raja was like, do we still use the word urban?
Did you ever get that note when you were auditioning for television shows? Like, we need her to be really urban. Could you be more urban?
Yeah.
Because they can't say be more black.
Right, right. And that's why I think, you know, I guess if we want to say...
urban.
More soulful, maybe. I don't know. You know, it's just...
More Brewster Project. More...
Let me tell you something, Alec. Okay? Let me tell you something. I'm going to make some high water cornbread.
Ooh.
And some pickles and some fried chicken. And you know, I'm like,
I've never heard of Brewster. Is that a Brewster Project's accent?
No, I was just trying to be urban. More urban.
For gay people, for queer people, it was always sassy. We want this character to be real sassier.
Yes.
We need it sassier. It's like, just say gayer. I can take it.
Yeah. Yeah, just get it, you know. Okay, so Jada says that her brand is that she's beautiful and glamorous and doesn't like to do too much. She doesn't want to work too hard and thinks that everyone else shouldn't have to either.
That's my brand, actually.
Okay.
I don't want to do anything.
Trinity says they only have 3 dance moves. The famous ass shake, which I agree with. That's called the washing machine.
Yes.
Their tuck and a half a flip.
Okay.
A hair flip.
She's a liar because there's so many viral videos of Trinity on YouTube and Instagram where she's dancing and she's killing it. Like, she's a really, really good dancer. So I think she's gaslighting everybody.
Yeah, but you know what? It kind of worked for her, but we'll see.
It does.
Now, while all this is going on, Jinx is shoving peanut butter sandwiches in their mouth because they plan to eat it as part of the dance. What did you think of that? Like, what is going on?
I think Roger speaks for everybody when she looked at Jinx and went, are you all right?
Yeah. I mean, literally, like, when I say stuffing, I thought she was going to hurt herself.
She stuffed an entire peanut butter sandwich into her mouth, like, the entire thing. And that just tells me that she's up to something. And I couldn't wait to see her video. The minute I saw her do that, first of all, anybody stuffing anything in their mouth is hilarious immediately. And then she offered Raja some peanut butter, and she goes, are you allergic? And Raja said, I'm Southeast Asian. I'm not allergic to anything. That's a white people thing.
Oh, that? I knew you could relate to that.
I love peanuts on everything. My son went to an elementary school where we were not allowed to send them to school with peanut butter sandwiches at all because there were kids there that had airborne peanut butter allergies. Airborne, oh, Lonnie.
No.
Yeah, like
really?
They could die if they smell peanut butter.
Oh, that's really bad. Okay.
That's bad. Raja said she was known for her walk earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So she does have an incredible walk. And not everybody can do that. And then RuPaul says in the walk around, dancing on the upbeat seems to be white people's prerogative.
Like, what?
I wonder if there are any white people watching going, oh, that hurts my feelings.
Of course. Of course. You know.
Like, suck it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know what? We see the queens recording their branding and the dance challenges.
Yes.
The initial thought was, for me, when I saw that, I was like, this is going to be a mess.
Like, why?
Because some of them, like, I was scared for Evie because I didn't know what Evie was going to do as far
as
the actual challenge. I wasn't worried about Shay or Monet because they were really, like, getting it in. Yeah.
Because they're the dancers. They're the spinning queens. They could dance. I'm not worried about Monet not being able to come up with a dance. Although she did have an interesting thing in the workroom when she gave her idea for her dance to Rue. And Rue said, no, that sounds weird.
Yes.
You got to do money. because you're a Monet exchange. So had a gesture about getting paid and everything. And Monet said, if I've learned one thing in being on the Drag Race is if Ru gives you a suggestion,
take it.
Go with it. Just to prove that you're listening.
Yes, and I was happy that Ru came back into the workroom. He came back into the workroom to kind of coach some of them, see where their head was at. Ru listened to Shay. Shay said, okay, her name is the Shaydown. Like, maybe like Shakedown.
Yeah, things like Shakedown. That. And then Jinx said she wasn't going to dance, but she said it's about branding. I think that if you think that it's entirely about the dance, you're going to miss it. And what Jinx really embraced is, I'm funny. I'm a middle-aged house... I'm a mother. I'm an unsuccessful actress with a grown son who's a stoner. And I want to arouse his friends.
You know, I just thought it was very interesting. I like seeing people start with a blank canvas and just getting their mind. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about the workroom part of it and being able to see Ru come in, give them some advice, because you think it's going to go one way and could go a whole different type of way. So let's go to the workroom runway day, Alec, okay? The queens were feeling really good about their videos. Monet said that Trinity made their challenge outfit for them.
What do you mean?
Trinity made Monet's outfit for the video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I missed that
Monet
part.
Gave her credit. It was the green outfit.
And okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I thought you were talking about the runway, but you're saying challenge. For the challenge.
Yeah, for the challenge.
Okay. Okay. I really like that. I really liked her outfit.
Yeah. It was so beautiful. And I just thought that was so nice of Trinity to do that for Monet. And it just shows you why she's just
she's so generous.
Shay says that they're going to have a comedic take on the Alvin Ailey choreography. So Shay really, as a child, loved Alvin Ailey.
Alvin Ailey.
Alvin.
Like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Have you ever gone to see them?
I have. Last time I saw them was here in LA. And you go see Alvin, now you've got me doing it. Alvin Ailey.
Alvin!
And you go and you will see the most beautiful black bodies you've ever seen in your life. And every time I go to an Alvin Ailey show, I'm like, I have to get back to the gym. And also, this is one of my favorite things in New York City. The Alvin Ailey school is on street level in New York City, and there's glass. So you can watch a class from the sidewalk. And just to see all those bodies in motion, it's one of my favorite things. Have you seen the Alvin Ailey dancers perform?
Oh, many, 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 many times. And it's always wonderful. It's always beautiful and colorful. And I can see where Shay gets the love of that. So I was really excited once Shay said that, because I'm like, okay, now I have a vision for something. Also, Jinx feels okay about their branding dance. It's not about dance. It's about selling themselves. They think it will be something other people will want to recreate. I'm like, what are they going to do with that peanut butter? Just like... Okay,
well,
Jinx.
Well, that's the point of the whole viral thing. It's not enough for the dance. It's like everybody will want to copy it.
Okay.
It's about damn time. I can't tell you how many times I saw that Lizzo video.
I know, but peanut butter, okay.
All right.
It gives me something, okay. Trinity says that they feel that theirs is on brand, but it's hard to tell who will win because Trinity is going to do all the tucking, the things that's already branded her already.
Trinity the tuck.
Trinity the tuck, because she tucks. Is it hard... I'm asking this as a woman. Is it hard to tuck?
I've never actually tucked myself. I've never done it. I've never worn anything that revealing. I mean, you need a tuck if you're like in a bikini or a cat suit, any place you don't want your junk to show. But I will say that I went to a RuPaul's Drag Race finale and I was sitting next to Morgan McMichael and she said, I can't wait to get out of here and get out of this tuck. I mean... agony. And all of a sudden it made me realize that I was surrounded by drag queens who had their balls stuffed up in their cavity and their junk pulled back in between their butt cheeks.
The things that our queens go through for entertainment.
That sounds awful. First of all, I don't want masking tape or duct tape anywhere near my pubes, because ripping that off, Lonnie, it would be like getting a wax. It would be like getting a Brazilian wax. I don't want to do it. I don't want to think about it.
Okay. Well, we'll move on from that. Okay.
This has been a very graphic podcast
so far. I like it. You know, it was only a matter of time. It only took 9 episodes for it to happen.
And 9 episodes for us to really let our hair down.
Like, let it happen. Let it happen, honey. So now Trinity and Jinx start having a conversation about who has the most stars. Yeah. And they think that Shay and Monet need to win to stay in the race, which they are right because they both only have one star apiece. Mm-hmm. Everyone else winning would pull into the lead. So yes. I like that they remind us within the episode of what is going on.
Because you lose track.
Yeah. You're like, you're just enjoying the show so much that it's like, okay, Raja has not been blocked yet. She thinks she is next. She wants to be blocked so she can get that Secrets of the Plunger.
No.
What?
No. That's where I was like, okay, this is where we go our separate ways. I'm fine not knowing as long as I don't get blocked.
Oh my goodness. So it was very interesting. So we're going to discuss the final product later, but let's go into the main stage runway. My favorite part.
All right. You ready?
Yes. I love the main stage.
Here comes RuPaul. This kind of reminds me of a Bob Mackie dress. It's kind of like a swimsuit on top with fringe, like a silver swimsuit. And then she wore this kind of platinum hair that was teased up. Mm-hmm. And it's always perfect. Kind of the challenge now is, if RuPaul ever comes out in something where it's like a miss, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in a state of complete shock. You will have to put one of those blankets on me that the EMT puts on you after a car accident. Like, perfect every time. What did you think of it, Lonnie?
I thought it was beautiful. I love when the hair matches the outfit, which is what happens. Mm-hmm. That beautiful white is snow white hair. That's what I call it. Against, you know, his beautiful chocolate skin. I just thought it was just lovely. And of course, just killed it.
You wore a silver dress on the Celebrity Drag Race, correct? It was like similar to this.
Did I? No. I wore a pink sequin.
You wore a pink dress?
Yes. I wore a pink with yellow bouffant. It was quite different.
Did you get to keep it?
No, because it was Rue's wig. I borrowed it from Rue.
But that's bragging rights.
Don't tell
you
Rue
wore
that
the
I
same
it.
Wig that touched RuPaul's head you've had on your head.
I don't think he knows that I borrowed it.
Okay, don't let that get out. I know this is a podcast. Whoever's listening, don't let that get out. The judges this week, Ben Platt, Tony Award winner from the musical Dear Evan Hansen.
I love Ben Platt. I saw him at the very beginning of Dear Evan Hansen. And when I say he deserved that Tony, the Grammy, everything that he won, because he carried that show and the singing was phenomenal. And when I say singing, we're talking about, because Dear Evan Hansen was so emotional. He had to do a lot of emotional singing within it. So he is a great person to judge these viral dances because he had to dance, he had to sing, he had to act. So he's the perfect judge this week.
I went into that musical with my arms crossed. I'm like, I'm going to watch a musical 2 hours about some white boy telling a lie. That's been our president for the past 4 years. I don't care. And then he came out and he totally won me over. And he did this thing at the end of the show, and I know you saw it, where he was crying and singing at the same time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he did it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tears coming down, like kind of like catching his breath and crying at the same time. I don't know how he did that.
And he did it 8 times. In a week.
Eight times a week.
And
you should do a Broadway show, Lonnie.
Oh, no. I do enough shows. Enough shows.
8 shows a week. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a marathon.
I've done, let me see. When I'm in Vegas, you have to do like 12 shows.
In a week?
You have to do 12 shows in a week in Vegas. You've done Vegas, right?
Okay. I did Worst Cook Celebrity Edition with Jimmy Walker. And he told me that he has a standing show in Vegas where he does it a couple times a week and he only does 12 minutes to each show.
Oh, I believe that. But he's dynamite.
Yeah. So how long is your set when you're doing 12 shows a week in Vegas?
If you headline, it's at Harrah's. If you headline, you do like 40 minutes. But by that 12th show, because it's like 2 shows and then it's like maybe 3 on a Saturday, something, that's how it comes out to 12. By that 12th show, Alec, you literally are discombobulated.
Yeah.
You don't know if you said the same joke.
Yeah.
You don't care if you said the same joke. You just want to get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's a lot.
On the gay cruises, I did like 5 shows a week. And on the big headlining night, you do a 10 o'clock show and a 12 o'clock show. And at the 12 o'clock, this is back when I was drinking. On the 12 o'clock show, I was so drunk already that I did the same jokes twice.
Been there.
That as soon as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, oh shit, I did that already. And I was like, I don't care, I'm drunk. As long as the check clears.
And then the audience, they'll tell you, because they're like, wait. And then they start talking to you. Like, you just said that. Okay. Was the joke funny, at least?
Yeah, it was about how my boyfriend couldn't dance, and I had to do all the work while we were fucking. So. Twice.
He couldn't dance.
That's what you call a callback. In comedy, you know what? Lonnie.
Yes, ba-doom, boom.
Ba-doom, boom.
Give us a what do you call it?
A rim a shot. Drum roll. Okay, that'll be up to our fabulous engineers to do that for us.
I love that. So the special guest judge was Ben Platt. Mm-hmm. Also, Carson and Michelle were there. Yes. So let's get into the Brandon Dance Challenge.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So first up is Shea Coulee. She's all in yellow tights and red wig with like a top knot. She does look like a dancer, strangely enough. And she has two dancers in back of her, and she does the shakedown. And she did this kind of Debbie Allen thing at the very beginning where she was like, I'm known for all of these things. And I love when she said, this is a dance for people who are at the top of their class at Alvin Ailey. But it was really good.
And she goes, cha-cha, bitch.
Yeah, it was to cha-cha, bitch. And she had a cha-cha step in it. I think it worked. And it did look like she understood the assignment.
Definitely. Yeah. And it was something that, you know, I really enjoyed. I think that is something that could go viral, the shakedown. Next was Jada Essence Hall, the Divas Essential Dance Challenge.
Yes. And she did this comedic thing about who she is as a person, kind of being glamorous and fabulous. She came out in this coral dress that was so cute. Like the strap was falling down at one point with this like red wig. And her dance was about dodging the paparazzi, getting a little winded from it, and then giving them a little show and then walking away. I loved how in each of the videos they'd break it down into steps and then you got to see the final product. And she was very, very funny. She even incorporated her signature, look over there, move to this look. And
it was very really, really on good. Brand.
Yeah.
Very on brand. Next, the Vivian can't dance. Who cares? She started off like with a cartwheel.
She did a roll forward, like a somersault rolling forward.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. And then she did this thing called the teddy bear roll, which is basically her rolling over to the side. So she was on brand in terms of like a woman down in her luck in Liverpool. She always looks so elegant, you know?
Elegant. I mean, she did all of this in like these tights with thigh-high boots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her shoes this season are unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But who can do a roll like that in those thigh-high boots? I could she not can. Do that.
Yeah, but that's what drag queens do. They defy gravity. Like if you've seen Kennedy Davenport dance in her thigh-high boots with those skinny heels, it's absolute madness. She can do anything.
It was totally funny.
Next up, we have Raja, who did kind of the new age viral dance, where it was all about affirmations and loving yourself. And at first I was like, okay, what's she doing? And then it worked. It worked.
She based it off of her name, Raja, with R for radiation and A for affirmation and J for joy and A for awakening. So it was very much on brand for her. I thought that was really clever to use her initials of her name. Yes. And so it really worked. The dancing, it's okay.
It's okay.
It was okay. It was magical. So we'll say that. Next, we had Evie, the odd bod.
She did the odd bod, and she said like it was kind of a tribute to the awkward kid, to the nerdy, angry kid, to the moody kid, and she kind of started off with her hands in her pockets. She was wearing this almost kind of like Harajuku Japanese Technicolor outfit. They incorporated kind of Dayglow. I thought it was very on brand and very funny. She's really fun to watch, and she's fun to look at. And like you said, she's always on brand. She had like Dayglow pink tights and this yellow smock that almost looked like it had a face drawn on it and a pink pussycat wig and super, super fun.
She was definitely Evie Oddly, and I enjoyed that dance. Up next was Jinx, the Monsoon Munchie.
Okay, the moment you've been waiting for. She really did just make a peanut butter sandwich and eat it. But it was so much more than that. She really gave us like a three-act play about this character that is Jinx Monsoon. She starts off playing the ukulele for all these kids. She introduces her grown son. She said, and then she kicks him off saying, "Mommy's doing a thing." And then she says, "I'm a vibrant sexual woman." And you can hear the kid off screen go, "Ew!" And she goes, "I'm a grown woman who has sex. Deal with it." I thought that was so great.
I thought that was so good. That was so funny. It was so different and it was so good. How did you like the dance?
What dance?
Well, the dance was making the peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, the making peanut butter. I just loved every time she yelled at the kid when she says, "If my kid wants a snack, he can get a goddamn job." The dance was after the fact, an afterthought, really. But I thought the whole thing, the whole package that Jinx presented was hilarious. It was so funny.
Up next, we had Monet with Monet. Oh, I love this one.
I love this one. She understood the assignment.
Definitely.
She's in green, which is money, green short dress, green wig. Again, you said that Trinity made this outfit. Beautiful. Yes. She incorporated every money move that Rue suggested. Because, you know, you're doing this in front of RuPaul. RuPaul sees it afterwards. And I always think it's dumb when people don't take the advice.
Yes.
It's like, she told you. When I was on Worst Cooks, I know I can love or shut up about it.
It's okay.
Tyler Florence was telling me, make a quail egg. Make a quail egg on your toast. Make a quail egg would be nice. How about a quail egg? And I was like, I've never cooked a quail egg before. I don't know how to fry an egg. I can do scrambled eggs, but I don't know how to fry an egg correctly.
Oh, wait.
What?
You don't know how to fry an egg?
You know, like a sunny side up egg?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that?
Yeah.
Well, see, because I don't eat those, so I don't know how to make it.
Oh my God.
So I need a quail egg. I flipped it over too soon, or I did it incorrectly. It looked like the dog's dinner, and I did not win that challenge. And I followed Tyler Florence's advice.
Okay, I gotta teach you how to make cook an egg. In my life, there's a reason why we got reunited.
So there are some instances where, in reality show television, where following one of the judges' advice doesn't work out for you. And I am the exception to that rule. Okay, I'm gonna decompress during a quick break and really think about why I can't fry an egg.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, "Oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age?" That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
We're back, and I still can't fry an egg.
Okay, well, last but not least was Trinity. You scarred me for the rest of the episode. The tucking dance challenge.
Yes.
And she had two dancers in back of her.
Stretching out that tape and then ripping it. For that tape, for the tuck. And that, thinking about it, again, the Brazilian wax, the ripping off, that's what that made me think of. But she did all of her moves. She did the tuck. She did the hair flip.
Mm-hmm.
And she was wearing this bodysuit that was multicolored.
Beautiful bodysuit.
She always looks beautiful. And I also can't get over her body.
Yeah.
I can't get over her body. Her butt. Is that, that's her real butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've seen her up close. I've seen her up close.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a real good look at the goods. That's her.
She's just very beautiful, very dainty. And what you see is what you get with her.
So when they corseted you on the show, did it accentuate all of your curviness, your curvaceousness?
Oh, yeah. Because under all this fat, I do have a tiny waist.
You have a waist. That's why you need a belt.
And I didn't realize when you put a corset See, this is what I learned from my queen.
It makes your waist even tinier.
Oh, bitch. I was looking good. Was
it's like, miraculous. See, back in the day, Lonnie Love, every woman in America used to wear a girdle or a corset.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Before bras were invented, before the 20s, everybody walked around with a tiny ass waist and a big butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those days should come back. But getting in and out of a corset's a lot.
It's a lot and it hurts. Yeah. And that's why we just wear Spanx now. Or you may you wear a double Spanx. But
some
you
Kardashian shapewear.
Exactly. So, but overall, I think that the challenges went really well. And now we're going to go into the runway category.
Oh, I didn't know that this was going to be reveal after reveal after reveal. I mean, even though they explained it to me, I was like, huh, what's that going to be? What lies beneath? These were runway looks where they just shedded looks on the runway and they just transformed into like several different dresses. First up was Shea Coulee. She came out in this kind of marabou fantasy, almost like a robe that was like all encompassing. It would look like something that Ginger Rogers would wear, kind of old Hollywood glamour. And then she took that off to reveal kind of this negligee dressing gown, like completely see-through with this ruffled bottom with tulle, so beautiful. And then she takes that off to reveal kind of like an old-fashioned Hollywood dress underneath.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like a strapped gown with her butt exposed.
That was the shocking reveal because that was like the fourth reveal. It was actually three reveals, but that last one, I actually count that as a fourth reveal. She looks like Lady Sings the Blues when she had like the feather coat.
Yes.
It's a beautiful blue. Blue on a dark skin. It's just so beautiful. It made her pop. And I just thought that she was just lovely.
It's an assless gown. Would you wear an assless gown?
If you paid me enough,
I would have to wear makeup on my butt because sometimes I get butt acne. Nobody wants to see your butt if there's a zit on it, Lonnie. I would have to have some Dermablend back there.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's next?
Jada Essence Hall was next. Okay. And I loved
this. This was my favorite.
Look, she came out. It's a floor length. You describe it because you're really good at this.
Okay. So she did four seasons.
Yes.
She walked us through the year. She had four seasons. She comes out in this ice kind of snow princess, snow queen outfit.
Yeah.
It was a hood that looked like, you know, the abominable snowman.
Mm-hmm.
But on the bottom, it had this blue, white, and purple glitter that made it look like Anna.
She looked like an ice queen.
Yeah, she looked like Frozen.
Yeah.
It looked really beautiful. So she takes the hood off, she takes the sleeve off, and that falls down into a skirt, revealing spring. She went from winter to spring.
I was like, what? What?
What is going on? I mean, she took off the sleeves and the hood.
Oh.
It falls down into a skirt.
I mean,
I don't know how
perfectly.
She constructed that.
It fell perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so unique. And then what did she do?
So it's kind of like, she walked us through two different Disney princesses. Because the first one looked like Frozen. The next one looked like Rapunzel. And then what she did was she pulled a hat out of her titty. Strapped it to her head like a fascinator, dropped this outfit again into another skirt, and she was Summer. It was all kind of green. It was almost like a green zebra stripe.
Yes.
She discards the hat, takes off the sleeves. Again, it falls into a skirt, and all of a sudden, she's Halle Berry at the Oscars. This reminded me of Halle Berry's Oscar-winning Ellie Saab dress.
Yes,
beautiful.
It was orange with different colors in it. I implore everybody, I know you've already watched it, but go back and watch this runway. The reveal after reveal after reveal is one of the best.
I rewatched it right before this because I was like, what? Because I was fascinated by the thing of like, how do you take off your sleeves and your hood and turn it into a skirt? Now you know.
And the way she just kept turning, she didn't stumble, she didn't get discombobulated. It was like all one big movement. And it was just it was just one of the most wonderful reveals that I've ever seen. I really enjoyed that.
You're right. It's not just the dresses, it's the movement. Like if I did this, it would look like somebody leaving a burning building. Gay and stupid.
Oh my goodness. But it was, I mean, very well done. I want to say very well done, Jada Essence
Hall.
Very well
done.
Now, up next, we had the Vivian, who I love that beautiful face. Oh.
Yeah.
That face is beautiful.
She came out kind of in an Into the Woods number. If you saw Into the Woods, the musical, the witch is like all haggard and everything, and she turns into a beautiful, beautiful lady. So she came out with this almost like a cloak that was covered in autumnal leaves.
Yes.
That were like orange autumn leaves, like the East Coast. And then she took it off and she was beautiful, platinum blonde, in this kind of teal, opalescent ball gown with these huge sleeves, mutton chop sleeves, Juliet sleeves. And then she took the skirt off and she was in leggings with those thigh-high boots again. Again with the boots.
She became like a superhero right in front of our eyes. And she had this wonderful, it was like a sheer cape that she was just carrying around with her. And it was just a wonderful look.
It was beautiful. I mean, but like, you know, Jada sets the bar pretty high with like four different dresses.
Oh,
it's like, if you came down and just like took off a hat, you'd be out of the race completely.
Definitely.
Raja came out with a flamingo on her head. And I was like, what is she wearing? This, it was like this pink kind of car coat. But those, do you know those sunscreens that you put in your car when you don't want it to get too hot? Mm-hmm. They unfold. Mm-hmm. Like, I had those when I first moved to L.A. It looked like it was made out of those, but it's in kind of a chevron pink and white stripe.
Yes.
With this orange collar. And it's just very peculiar. But since it's Raja, and she's 6'3", and she's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
She looks amazing. Beautiful. She takes that off to reveal almost kind of like a Phyllis Diller dress.
Yes. Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah.
It's all in these sherbety colors and these ruffled sleeves, but it's beautiful. It's high fashion. That comes off to reveal a bodysuit that looks like Venus flytraps.
It was like a onesie, and she had this beautiful platinum hair, and it went from a bunch of clothes to just a onesie.
Yeah, and then she had those like opera gloves that went all the way up to her bicep. They're studded, and then she had like a tulle on the side of it. Just beautiful.
Just beautiful. And then we have Evie Oddly.
Miss Oddly.
She comes out looking like, I thought it was a tree.
I thought it was a tree too. But then she revealed that she was kind of like a butterfly shedding
a cocoon.
A cocoon.
Yeah.
And even the goo in the cocoon was represented. And that went away. And she had this weird thing. She had a mask on that revealed her face every time she lifted her head. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was going on there, but it was really, really neat.
It was very creative. It was very Evie Oddly. And I enjoyed it. I really, really did. And then next we have Jinx.
Jinx Monsoon.
Oh.
She took us to a trip to the museum. She was like high art. She comes out in this cubist Pablo Picasso, almost like suit and very stiff, walking like it's a painting. So she gives a story. Mm-hmm. And then that reveals to be Monet's Lilies on a Pond, French Impressionist. She takes that off to reveal a pop art dress with an Andy Warhol of herself on the skirt. She takes that off because it's in two different pieces, and she has a gold Klimt dress, K-L-I-M-T inspired dress. And again, four completely different looks.
Four completely different looks, which was very different from what Jada Essence Hall did, because Jada's was all floor length. I believe Jinx, because hers were so different, and it's like you couldn't tell what she was going to do with the next one. She said that she wanted her works of art movement. That's what she called it. Works of art movement. And it was just
beautiful. And the references are so specific and so clear. And anybody who knows anything about art is going to feel like a real smarty pants. And by anyone, I'm talking about me.
Well, I don't know art, so thank you with all the facts, Alec. Okay.
This is something you know something about, Lonnie. Black history in America.
Monet Exchange.
As America's sister.
No, she comes out as Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman.
Very beautiful, though.
Second time there's been a Harriet Tubman reference on the show, because Simone did it during Snatch Game. It was hilarious.
Exactly.
Harriet Tubman, I love. She comes out as Harriet Tubman with a gun and a lantern. She takes that off to reveal herself to be a Black Panther.
I love.
Little bit of trivia. The Black Panthers created social programs for children in school that still exist to this day.
Up in Oakland.
Free breakfast. Free breakfast in school. Started by the Black Panthers.
So she had a black leather dress And it had ruffles and rouging up under. It was just beautiful. And with her hair, beautiful. The cornrows, it was
she
just
she had the cornrows.
Awesome. But then she took that off. And then, Alec, what was it? Oh.
It was a black sequin dress with the words emblazoned on them in white, "And We Still Fight." Oh. And that was kind of like, okay, you're bringing me fashion and a political message. You win.
She literally went from slavery to the 70s. To now.
Yeah. And that's when it's like, it's such a medium to tell something important. It's not just fun and silly. You could really get a powerful message across. And that's exactly what you did. And I was like, yay.
I love when the queens mm-hmm. use their culture and they tell a mm-hmm. story with it. And this was just great.
Do you have a cornrow wig?
No, I usually wear my hair in cornrows. I wear prison braids all the time.
Yeah.
That's what we call them. Prison braids.
Prison braids. I've heard prison braids. I've heard goddess braids.
Mm-hmm.
I like the term goddess braids.
We have goddess braids. We have a corkscrew. You have locks.
Right.
We call them all kind of things.
I love
depends.
It. I feel like there's been so much black hair fantasticness mm-hmm. on the show this week between Shay, Monet,
yes.
and Jada. Just bringing the black hair. This wig was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And just, she was powerful. Last but not least, your drag mama, Trinity.
That's my boo-boo, Trinity the Tuck. Describe this look, Alec.
She came out in her kind of like a similar silhouette to the dress that she made, that fabulous mermaid silhouette, but it was all floral. Mm-hmm. And she did kind of a Gypsy Rose Lee strip. A little bit of trivia. Gypsy Rose Lee was a very elegant stripper from the 40s. And mm-hmm. she would take things off, but just tease you. She wasn't dirty. Yeah. It was really elegant. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. She took these huge floral pieces off of her hips to have a peekaboo hip on the side. That came off. And then all of a sudden she was in a bikini and she had a bouquet of roses over her punani.
And, yeah, all the right places. And showing that body, yaddy, yaddy. Just,
body, yaddy, yaddy.
Just beautiful. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, and then the middle part came off, and then she just had flowers on her boobies. And it
was
like,
that
was
it.
Beautiful.
Just beautiful. I mean, and it was very creative. It was very much Trinity on brand with Trinity the Tuck. Mm-hmm. I loved it. So yeah. That was one of the best runway looks that I've seen as far as the challenge.
This is the best season that's ever existed. It's going to be really, really hard to top. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to top this season. I don't know if there's that many winners to do another all-winner season, but this has been knocking me out week after week.
Well,
after
you
week.
Know, they definitely are going to have a hard time because they have big shoes to fill. Who was your top queen this episode?
I always have a top three, and I really love Jinx. I'm a Jinx queen. I'm a Jinx monsoon stan. I really loved Monet, and I loved Trinity.
Okay. I loved Monet. That was my top queen. Mm-hmm. And so the top two that were picked, chosen by the judges, was Monet and Jinx.
Jinx won a dance challenge without really dancing. She won a dance challenge making a peanut butter sandwich. And that to me is kind of like, if you can get by on the strength of your personality mm-hmm. and your wit and your humor, you're my kind of queen.
I think it's about staying true. The lesson I got out of this episode was stay true to your brand. Even though you have a challenge,
yes.
stay true to your brands, believe in it, understand it, and know it. And that's even like with Monet. I think Monet started to kind of feel insecure because mm-hmm. she only had one star. And it's like she was always doing these wonderful outfits. Her and Shay both do these wonderful outfits, but for some reason, it wasn't getting them to the top two.
Right.
And
right.
it's funny how this challenge came along, and she could have went a whole different way. She says, no, I'm going to go urban. I'm going to tell a story. And that's mm-hmm. why she's in the top two. So.
And it's kind of like, it's a universal lesson, Lonnie. It's like your comedic voice is so specific because it's your voice.
Yes.
Nobody else can do it. When I get up and do stand-up, nobody else can do it because we hew close to our personalities and really plug ourselves into it. And listeners out there, be yourself.
Be yourself.
You know,
don't try to.
Because nobody
don't...
else can do you. Nobody else can bring the colors that you bring.
Don't let people intimidate mm-hmm. you into mm-hmm. doing something. Now, it's a difference like what RuPaul does. RuPaul will coach you. And the beauty about RuPaul is that he's looked at these queens. He's seen them from week one to now. And yes, he can say, I know what your brand is. And he's been doing this for years. So he can look at you, Alec, and say, you know what? This is what you need to do. This is my suggestion. Mm-hmm. You could take it or mm-hmm. leave it. That's different than someone telling you, don't do this. If you want to win, you got to go here. So, I mean, it's just a difference of knowing your brand.
That's a good point. I'm going to make a suggestion that we go to a break before we come back and get into this first of its kind lip sync.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
We're back, so let's get into this first in Drag Race history.
So the lip sync song for the first time in Drag Race history is spoken word lip sync.
I love it. And the minute they said designing women, I knew it was going to be the Dixie Carter monologue.
Oh, my goodness.
I met Dixie Carter when I was guest starring on Desperate Housewives. Mm. And I sat across from her and was just like so starstruck. And I told her, you know, I was like, it's so good to meet you. And then when I was at Universal Studios going to my car, she drove past me, rolled down her window and said, I really enjoy your work.
Oh.
And I nearly... poop
my pants.
That's
the best.
And she's the best. And I love spoken word lip sync. Now, this is a very popular speech that everybody does. It's Dixie Carter's monologue from Designing Women. Were you a Designing Women fan?
Oh, I love Designing Women. I loved it.
Loved it. They do this one a lot. And they also do the Devil Wears Prada one.
Yes, I love that one too.
Yeah, you're wearing a sweater that was chosen for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
But why do you think that they're doing this for the first time?
Well, you know, okay, lip sync for every single episode after 14, 15, 16 seasons, you're going to run out of music. I love that they did it, but, you know, honestly, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, my husband is a producer, and securing music rights for everything is very expensive and it's very complicated. Mm-hmm. You have to go to the music company, secure the rights. There's a lot of stuff that's free, and when you run out of the free stuff, then you really have to start foraging.
Right.
But they've done some really interesting lip syncs this season. Like, they had that Ella Fitzgerald, Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good. And then now this lip sync. What did you think, Lani?
I thought the spoken word, the night the lights went out in Georgia. What I like about spoken word is that you still, just like if it's a song, you got to put energy behind it. You have to be able mm-hmm. to know the words. I think it's actually harder because at least when you're dancing, you can kind of mask if you don't know the lip sync. But this is, to me, is a little more challenging because you have to put that energy behind whatever the purpose of the speech is about. And when
it's a performance.
It's a performance. And when I tell you, I felt Monet, I could see her getting mm-hmm. into it, that I like could not keep my eyes off of Monet.
She took us to church.
Oh.
She was like a preacher giving a sermon. Like the gestures were so big and so like drawing you in. And because of that energy, Lani Love, mm-hmm. she was crowned the winner of the week. Now, neither one of them were blocked. So they both get a star.
Mm-hmm.
So now Jinx has three.
Mm-hmm.
And
Monet has two.
But finally,
she gets to pick who she wants to block. She also wins a cash tip of $10,000.
$10,000. I would love $10,000 right now. God, that would really kind of like get me out a couple jams. $10,000. She gets a legendary legend star. She uses the platinum plunger. She shouldn't have asked for it. Who gets plunged?
Raja.
Yeah. So now Raja will know the secret.
In another episode, she says, I think I want the plunge. Honey.
Be careful what you wish for.
Let me tell you, do not manifest things. Do not manifest bad things.
What you talk about, you bring about, Lonnie Love.
Yep. So now she's blocked. She is blocked. And, you know, it was funny. I like the banter now because every week the banter when whoever has to control the plunger.
Yeah.
You could see that people are really getting desperate. Like, please don't block me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Monet and Raja have their own secret language where they speak to each other and the runway that shaw, 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 shaw.
And she still gave her the plunger.
Yeah. Still gave her the plunger. What's your favorite moment from the episode?
Oh, my favorite moment was Monet on the runway with that Harriet Tubman, Black Panther, and current day look. I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
That was pretty great.
Loved her. I would say she deserved this win because not only was her challenge going to go viral, but her fashion matched it. It was great.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Great job all around. Great, great night for Monet Exchange. My favorite moment, even though she didn't win, I love Jada Essence Hall's runway. That was like to take us through four seasons.
Yes.
That was so imaginative. And there wasn't like one dress that showed up. It was like, that's not so great. They were all fantastic. All
beautiful.
Four.
All beautiful.
Do you stand by your original winner?
Of course not.
Lonnie and I have a bet going.
Of course not.
Raja was your original, right?
No, Jinx.
Jinx was your original?
Well, my original was my drag mom, was Trinity.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, give me till next week, and I have to pick somebody in cement.
All right.
But for this week, I'm going to go back to Jinx. I think Jinx is going to take it.
You know what? Jinx is pulling ahead. In ways that, you know, I'm just thinking about, this is how straight men talk about sports. Jinx has been a really strong performer all season long. She has been catching the high ones and the low ones, and anything you throw at her, she can do. That was my sportsman's voice. I do love Trinity, but there's something about Jinx that Jinx won a dancing challenge without even dancing.
Are you switching?
It's like extraordinary.
Are you switching?
I'm still going to stick with Trinity for this week.
Okay.
I don't want to abandon her just yet.
Next week, we're going to keep it in submit.
I don't want to abandon her. Now, listen, we love these queens and we advise you to do the same.
Yes.
I heard somebody on a YouTube channel say that the RuPaul's Drag Race fans can be vicious.
Yes.
And I think that they can also be fantastic.
Yes.
And this is our opportunity, I feel like, this podcast every week to spread the love to these queens.
Yes.
Because they go through so much to be on this show. If you talk about them on social media, send them love.
Yeah.
Send them love.
That's all we ask. Just get on their handles, send them some love, tell them to keep their chin up, because this is really hard going through this every week, and they do a great job.
Give them their flowers, Lonnie, Love would say.
That is what we say. How can we find you, Alec?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. I have a very modest following, Lonnie. I'm not like an influencer. I have like 32,000 followers.
Well, his handle is at Alec Mappa.
At Alec Mappa on Instagram and the Twitter. Where can we find you?
At Comic Lonnie Love on Instagram, at Lonnie Love on Twitter. Listen to Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcast.
And if you like this episode, make sure to rate and review us 5 stars, please, and tell everybody you've ever met.
Catch new episodes of All Stars Season 7 on Paramount Plus.
We'll see you next time for an all-new episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
Bye!
Bye!
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.